Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Lantronics, maker of the X-Print server. Print from your iPad, iPhone, or any iOS device to virtually any printer. For more information, visit xprintserver.com/twit and enter the code TWIT to receive free shipping on your order. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 28 of i5 for the iPhone. I'm Sarah Lane, and this is the show where we pick five of the best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks, and pass them along to you. Today is going to be a really good show. I can feel it. So without further ado, let's get into number one. Over the last couple of months, some of you have noticed an icon in my iPhone dock called Mailbox, and if you looked for it in the App Store, it was nowhere to be found. I have been lucky enough to be quietly beta testing Mailbox for a while. I didn't want to talk about it until it was live in the App Store, which it now is. And I can safely say it has changed my email habits drastically for the better. The concept is really simple. Email shouldn't build up. If you get an email, you need to take action on it. If you always take action on every email, theoretically, you'll always be at inbox zero. But we all know how hard that is in practice. Mailbox is designed to make this easier. First off, it only works with Gmail accounts for now, but it does handle multiple accounts. I have three that I use regularly, so I can choose to read them separately or as one single inbox. So let's say I get an email. I can respond to it like normal, but then I have a variety of other options to get it out of my inbox. Swipe right to archive, swipe deep right to delete, you get used to that, swipe left to come back to it later, anywhere between later today or in a month. I can also choose a random day or a specific date. Deep swipe left lets me add the email to a list. Mailbox includes a few default lists, but I can add my custom lists too. The point is to get the email out of my inbox. I can delete it, I can archive it, I can revisit it later. Just don't let it sit there accumulating. And when you do get to an empty inbox, Mailbox tells you that you're done. Makes you feel good. And then it shows you a pretty Instagram image. The image changes daily, so you have a constant incentive to clear out that email. Now, obviously, you need to be disciplined to use Mailbox. If you aren't, the app won't be much more than a custom Gmail skin. But after 2 months of forcing myself to take action on every piece of email I get, I found that I'm more organized, I'm more productive, and I'm less overwhelmed. Number two, got a duh tip from one of our chat room regulars about pesky notification pop-ups.
Hey Sarah, MPFK from the chat room here, and I have a duh tip for you. Say you are watching your favorite podcast, and it's very important that you don't get distracted. But here comes a pesky notification. You could just kind of drop it down like that, and it's out of your way. So far, I haven't really found anything that this doesn't work on. So it works on everything, man. Thanks for the awesome show. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Thanks, man. This is actually something that drives me crazy, especially when I'm reading up or near the top of my iPhone screen. Just tap and pull a bit, and your notification goes away until you're ready to read it later. Number three, if you're a DIYer or you love creating things and sharing those creations with others, there's a good chance you're already familiar with the website Instructables.com. An Instructable is a step-by-step guide explaining how somebody made or did something. Well, now Instructables is also an iPhone app. In the Explore tab, you can browse through projects, find one you like, and click through. Some of the projects are really simple, others are a little bit more complicated, but the Instructables community is pretty consistent with good, detailed directions. If you like a project, you can favorite it for easy finding later, or you can vote for it in an Instructables contest. What's cool about the contests is that there are actual awesome prizes for contest winners, like HETVs for the audiovisual contest, and fancy French ovens for food contests. If you find you're really liking a person's projects, you can follow them specifically. And if you're ready to add your Instructable to the mix, you can do it right from your iPhone. I tend to be more of a project follower than a creator. I don't even think I have any scotch tape in my apartment anywhere. But that's fine. Some of these creations are really creative, and they appeal to me, and they probably will to you too. The app's free, and I think you'll like it. You know who I would like to thank? I would like to thank our sponsor, Lantronics, maker of this here X-Print server. you've ever wanted to print a document from a file or an iPhone, I bet a lot of you would say, it's not easy. My printer isn't compatible. I don't know how to do it. I gotta like email it to my computer. And no. I have a solution for you, because XPrint Server enables wireless printing from your iPad, your iPhone, your iPod Touch. No apps, no software to install. It's so easy. It just works with the USB or network printer you already have. You open it up, you plug it in, and you print. Two editions. The home edition is $99 and supports up to 8 USB and 2 network printers. For unlimited network printers, you want the network edition for $199. Perfect for a home or an office, and includes a lot of network administrative features like Active Directory support. You've got printers, you've got iOS devices, and they wish to really talk to each other, and now they're all compatible. Go to xprintserver.com/twit for more information and to buy yourself one. We got a special offer too. Use the coupon code TWIT to receive free shipping on your order. Remember, visit xprintserver.com/twit, and at checkout, enter the coupon code TWIT. Number 4. So did everybody have fun watching the Grammy Awards last night? Okay, all right. I know some of you think that the Grammys are really, really stupid, or you'd never watch them, or you don't live in the U.S., so you don't care. So for those who did, though, how did you chat about the show with your friends? On Twitter, maybe Facebook. Those networks are fine and good for that sort of thing. But what about a network meant specifically for watching TV and talking about it? I'm referencing GetGlue, of course, which is an app that's been around for years, but just did get a big iPhone update, so it's worth talking about again. The basic premise behind GetGlue is that you check in to TV shows and movies that you're watching. It's a, you know, way of thinking about it. And connect with other people who are watching those shows, too. It's kind of like a show back channel. It's a second screen. It's a, hey, who else thought that the SNL skit was super not funny last night conversation that's just sort of waiting to happen. I've used GetGlue here and there, but I've never been the biggest fan because it always felt like a little too much work to be checking into all these shows and getting stickers as rewards and that sort of thing. But I am excited about GetGlue's brand new streamlined direction. They've made it a little bit more simple. The app now wants to be your personalized guide for TV, movies, and sports based on your location, who your cable provider is, and what kind of shows and movies you like watching. I love this because I use an over-the-air antenna for my network TV at home, and GetGlue gives me the choice to only see programming that I have access to, tells me what's live, tells me what's on later, and makes sure I don't miss shows or movies that I enjoy. These can be movies that are on TV or even in theaters, or on demand via Hulu or Amazon. Basically, it's the all-in-one entertainment guide on my iPhone that also doubles as a social tool if I want to dabble. It's also completely free, so now you know which app to use later this month for the Academy Awards. And don't even start with me. The Oscars are amazing, and we're going to watch it together, and we're going to talk about it on GetGlue. Finally, number 5. Got an email from Moses, lives up in Salem, Oregon, who says he's a fan of all of my photo app reviews. Thank you, Moses. And suggests one that I haven't heard of before called Photo Station. Moses writes, rarely do I find a well-designed photo app and with masking features, including filters, colors, gradients, and tilt-shift amenities. I think the app has potential. All right, so I figured, sounds good to me. I played around with Photo Station a little bit, and it's indeed a nifty little app. What immediately sets it apart is the ability to crop and isolate particular parts of an image. I thought it was a little cumbersome at first, but after experimenting a bit, I think I'm getting the hang of it. Photo Station also includes familiar controls like brightness and contrast and has some filters, of course, because everybody's got to have filters these days. But if you want to isolate parts of an image and you don't have or want to use a more complex program like Photoshop, say, for 99 cents, Photo Station seems like a good buy. And we're donezo with this episode of i5 for the iPhone. Thanks for watching, everybody. And if you'd like to auto-download this show every week, just hit the subscribe button at twit.tv/i5. That's where you'll find all of our app and story links, too. Email us questions, tips, and app ideas to i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-i5. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next week right here on i5 for the iPhone.